But that seemed to be a big moment to see the vast majority of Democrats in the Senate say no more military sales right now to Israel.
Well, what they said is no more bulldozers that are destroying Palestinian villages. It's unjust. I mean, the young people in this country, when I met Netanyahu years ago, I said to him, Mr. Prime Minister, you may have won the battle, you've lost the war. Because you've lost the next generation in America. We don't think you're acting morally. We have a sense that people in Palestine, they deserve justice. They deserve a state. And yes, we need to have a secure Israel, but not an Israel led by Netanyahu, who killed 70,000 people in Gaza. Not an Israel that is going to be raining bombs in Beirut, and not a prime minister sitting in our Situation Room. Let me tell you what a Democratic president's never going to do. An Israeli prime minister is not going to be sitting in our Situation Room telling the American president what to do. Only Americans will be in that Situation Room.
You went further than even most of your Democratic colleagues. You called for a stop of funding for defensive weapons to Iran, including Iron Dome, which is something you had supported. I remember you and I spoke about it on this show not all that long ago. Well, you said it was something that protected not just Israelis, but also Palestinians.
I am for the Iron Dome technology. I'm glad UAE has it. I'm glad Israel has it.
But you don't think that we should give it to Israel anymore?
Why can't they afford it with $45 billion? Even Rahm Emanuel agrees with me. I mean, why are we subsidizing one of the richest countries in the world? They have health care for all their people. Why aren't we putting that money in our communities for our jobs? Do I want them to have Iron Dome? Absolutely. I want any country to have Iron Dome to protect their citizens. But the free ride is over. They're not going to be getting American tax dollars, and they're certainly not going to be dictating to the American president. The American president will call the shot.